Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Ooh, 1 week away. 1 week away from tomorrow being Christmas, a week from then. Oh, boy. And I want to welcome you to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here to great radio stations all across the country and around the world, too, on the Internet. And a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on a third watch right now, and I mean everybody, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, you can check us out and follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you can always hear the show right there, streaming, playing live right now as we do the program. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it right there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Joining us from California, we've got the one, the only, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Hello to everybody.
Yay! Yep, and they're all out on the porch, and we got some New Orleans fans here. Some of them who done that guys, you know, who dat?
Yeah.
Who damn New Orleans Saints? We got some of those people here because the game is Sunday night at 8:30, and they're already in town roaming around wearing their New Orleans Saints jerseys. So it's kind of neat to see that.
Very
and
cool.
They're all being respectful. People are being respectful back. So there you go. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize and put a big exclamation mark and quotations on both sides of the words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start with a little different story tonight, and it comes out of Texas. And this is coming from the governor of the state of Texas, Greg Abbott. Now, you remember we talked about the states that were militias, that had state militias.
That's right.
Texas is one of them.
Right.
So, the governor has told the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, that his COVID-19 vaccine mandate on the Texas National Guard will not be enforced by the people in Texas because they are a state militia unit. And the governor had put out a previous executive order earlier this year that forbid any government entities from mandating the vaccination on anybody. So, therefore, the rule from the federal boys goes against the state boys. Now, here's the deal. The federal government can say, okay, well, we're not going to sanction your military and they're no longer going to be allowed to be activated and this, that, and the other. Fine. Because they can use them right there in Texas on the border, can't they?
Well, that's true, because the federal government is also shirking its responsibility on the border. But this is really interesting, Captain, because of course, back in school days, we learned about what it meant to be the federal government versus state government and states' rights and things like that. We're starting to see this play out in real time right before our very eyes.
Well, Austin has threatened to cut off the funding for the Texas National Guard members who don't get a vaccine, and military officials have indicated that they will move to oust members who don't get a jab or have an approved exemption by the mandate deadlines, which vary by force. Now, the thing of it is, again, is that in the state of Texas, is because it is a militia, and by the way, so isn't Oklahoma. Remember, this all started in Oklahoma?
Right.
Yeah, well, Oklahoma is also a militia. And Oklahoma, the governor's doing the same thing there. So they're well within their means. And this is one of the reasons why our governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, wants to make our National Guard into a state militia, which it was years ago. But he wants to do that again for the same reason.
Well, right. And the governor of Texas basically saying, you know, if the federal government continues to threaten to defund the Texas National Guard, et cetera, he says, quote, "I will deploy every legal tool available to me as governor in defense of these American heroes," unquote. So it's far from over, depending on what the Pentagon says and what the federal government says at this point. But that's really part of our system.
Well,
and it's supposed to be like that, so you can have your day.
Do you know where it talks about state militias?
Where's that?
The Constitution.
The Constitution, right, of course.
You betcha. So therefore, they are on solid ground.
Well, absolutely. But this is a major, major confrontation, as it were.
Well, Biden's going to lose again on this one.
Well, right, exactly.
And what it will do is it will take all of the red states, and they will immediately, when they see what's going on, they will immediately turn over their National Guard units to state militias, just like we're seeing going on here right now, and they'll get away from the federal government and any of that reach that they're trying to do, because until Biden is gone, until that administration is gone, or the Supreme Court strikes down the rule and says, okay, you can't do this, which I think they might be doing sooner rather than later, since there are, I don't know, 25 or 30 states or something like that that's suing the government for the vaccine mandates. Is that right?
Yeah, about that, on that order, yeah.
Yeah, so we may find out sooner than later. But I do not believe that the Biden administration has a leg to stand on here, because go read the Constitution. It's in there, folks. The states can have a state militia. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And this strange guy is going to take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You bet I will. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com. And you know, I heard an ad while I was in the car yesterday on the radio. One of the endorsers for MyPillow, other than myself, coming out and saying, well, you get this pillow and get that pillow and it's this much and that much. You can get this and you can get that and it's this much and it's that much. No. That's too complicated. Just go to the website, MyPillow.com. Just go to the website and take a look at all the things that they have there on the homepage to begin with. Anything you see there will have, with promo code, the price is so and such and such. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Very simple, Captain. Now, when you go over to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is a logo link, looks like a little box, and you click on that and away you go, it opens up a page with well over 100 items on it. You'll see even more low-priced items there, up to 75% discounts. Again, it'll say with promo code, prices so-and-so and such-and-such. Promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That's all you need to know, Captain, when you buy that off MyPillow.com. Now, they've got something there for everybody. I mean everybody. Even the dogs and cats in your household, too. Believe me when I tell you. Now, you can give them a call if you want to talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's a live person. And the website again, MyPillow.com. The promo code is always going to be Captain. And the phone number, if you want to talk to them, 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to give a special shout out to everybody down there at Mixon's Grosside Cafe that was there yesterday, and all the employees there, and Janet and Dean Mixon. They did something yesterday that I was very surprised about. They have a banner now of a picture of myself, you've seen it on the internet probably, holding that big Captain's Club sandwich in my hand.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
They now have a 3x3 foot banner that is in the restaurant for all to see with my picture holding there saying, the captain says, try the Captain's Club, and then they got the price up there and all that sort of stuff. And it's a big sandwich. It's a big sandwich. So how about that? You get a sandwich named after you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm very honored for what they did, and I look forward to talking about it some more on the radio. But anyway, there you go.
That's right, exactly.
Now, going back to what we were talking about with the militia, the Texas militia, and we were talking about how the Constitution talked about it and this, that, and the other, and therefore it was already established and there is no challenging of this. I mean, the Biden administration, and by the way, the Democrats for quite some time had keep talking about the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment, right?
That's right.
Well, just exactly what's in the Second Amendment that also has them possibly thinking about changing some things?
Well, it does mention in the Second Amendment, it says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, of course, we're hearing the word militia and so forth, and there are those who will try to say, well, the militia really is just a group of able-bodied men. It doesn't really mean that the state can raise up militias, but it does.
Yes, it does mean
it.
Yes, it does mean they can rise up and create their own militias in the states. Absolutely.
Right, and that's exactly what they were doing early on in the early days of the Republic. And I think others look at it as well as something that can be a guard against tyranny as well. But the fight that we're seeing right now, Captain, I think is going to be very, very important, very definitive in terms of state governors asserting states' rights and state sovereignty. And that's not a bad word, by the way, because remember, we're the United States of America.
Yep.
And so the states do have vested interests in their own security and their own ways, and especially if they're coming down with orders from the federal government that they don't agree with, perhaps, there's a mechanism. It's not anarchy, it's not civil war or any of those kinds of things, but we have a methodology to how we solve problems and work out mm-hmm. who's in charge.
And what we're talking about, folks, is we're talking about the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, telling the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, that they are not going to enforce the COVID-19 vaccine mandate on the National Guard members. Now, here is what Governor Abbott said, and then we'll move on to something different. He said, and I quote, "As governor of Texas, I am the commander-in-chief of this state's militia." That's how he starts it. Then he also said he's ordered Major General Tracy Norris, the Adjutant General of Texas, not to compel any person to get a COVID-19 vaccine, pointing to an executive order he signed earlier this year that forbids governmental entities from mandating vaccination. He then goes on to say, and I quote, "Under this order, General Norris will not punish any guardsman in Texas for choosing not to receive the vaccine. If unvaccinated guardsmen suffer any adverse consequences within the state of Texas, they will have only President Biden and his administration to blame. But as far as it goes for Texas, you're in the Texas State Militia. You're there until they say they don't want you."
That's right.
Yep. And it's got nothing to do with the federal government. And this is what I'm trying to explain to the people so that they understand that states can have a militia, and you just read it right there in the Second Amendment in the Constitution, which is another reason why they want to get rid of the Second Amendment.
Well, then they want to get rid of it real, real bad. You know, that's the...
But nobody tells you what's in there that's got their ire. It's not just guns.
No, you're right. What it is, Captain, it's about power. It is with all these different things.
They want absolute power.
That's right. They don't want anybody to be able to have a different opinion. That's why we see the thing to do with we're trusting science and I am the science or whatever, all that stuff. It all goes together so that you do not have an opportunity to speak up about anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and I get that, and you get that, too. Okay, well, the Labor Department announced yesterday that Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose as the labor market hit a slight bump in its recovery from last year's pandemic. Jobless claims rose to 206,000 last week from 18,000, or up by 18,000, bouncing off the prior week, which was a 52-year low. Now, it was higher than the estimated median economic forecast of 195,000 claims for the week. But then again, it just goes to show you that this economy is teeter-tottering back and forth.
It really is doing that. And there are people out there, Captain, I think, who are getting very worried about what's the next shoe to drop with this. No matter where you go, you were out at Mixon's on Thursday. I actually was out to lunch as well on a business matter, and the restaurant that we went to, there was hardly anybody working there. It's really becoming prevalent. And this is a well-known restaurant and so forth, but wherever you go, the economy is just not chugging like it should, at least in terms of people out having jobs.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, surging inflation could see millions of American households paying $3,500 next year in additional expenses. How about that?
Well, absolutely.
Just this year, we're at around $3,000 per household.
Right, and just wait, and I hate to say this, I don't want to be the bearer of bad tidings, but especially in this holiday season, but the taxes are going to be a killer when people start getting their tax bills. When they start seeing exactly what's happening, it's going to be a real squelch to any kind, I think, of any kind of goodwill for people to get out there and spend or get out there and work or what have you.
Well, estimates that lower income households spend more of their budget on goods and services that have been more impacted by inflation will have to spend roughly 7% more on such goods and services, while higher income households will have to spend about 6% more. They analyze the increased cost under the assumption that the consumption patterns amongst households would remain the same this year as it did back in 2020. So that's what's going on here. As a matter of fact, I know some people have cut back a little bit, but still the increase in the prices of things is just not helping.
No, it's not. And if you're on a fixed income, if you're getting Social Security or something like that, it's not going to keep up.
Well, the 5.9% increase is history.
Right. Precisely.
And by the way, oil shot up again yesterday. West Texas crude, $1.51 a barrel. Brent crude, $1.14 a barrel. It's back up to $83 a barrel. And gasoline went up, let's see here, a nickel yesterday. Diesel went up a nickel as well.
Wow.
Uh-huh. That keeps bouncing back and forth.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we got a little message here from Mr. Frank Salvato.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A portion of President Biden's economic agenda won't get through Congress this year. The White House is choosing to hold off on the Build Back Better plan, at least for 2021. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's glad.
The best Christmas gift Washington could give working families would be putting this bad bill on ice.
The CDC advisory panel is saying that the Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccines are better than Johnson & Johnson's vaccine because they say it can cause a rare blood clot. So far, it's killed up to 9 people. The CDC must now decide whether to accept the recommendation. The COVID-19 positivity rate in New York has doubled in just 3 days as the new Omicron variant has spread throughout the country. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, ho, 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 back to you there, Mr. Frank. You'll be around here in the hour number 4 for 30 minutes for 2 segments. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I take it religiously twice a day, once when I get up, and once about midnight before I start my show because of the discomfort that I have and the pain that I suffer from my left foot and ankle and leg when it starts to swell, as well as my right shoulder, which I have arthritis in, my left wrist, which I have bursitis in, broken that a couple times, and of course my back has been fused. I broke my back twice, and the second time they had to fuse L2 and L3. And anybody that knows about back problems knows what that's all about. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation, and of course the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It helps to lower or eliminate the pain that you have, whatever the problem is that you're having. And, of course, it goes right straight to the source of the pain as well. Now, it's 100% drug-free. That's what I love about it. I gave up Mobic and Plexerol, which was drugs that I had to take, and it had side effects, and I couldn't stand it. So I gave up that to take this 100% drug-free product. Now, it's also a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is all good for you. Now it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And all you got to do to get on it is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95, you're in Lifeline. And after all, Kyle, all you got to lose is pain, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. Now, most Americans should be given the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, according to the CDC, and instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot that can cause rare but serious blood clots, amongst other things, according to the U.S. health advisors that recommended this yesterday.
Well, that's right. Yeah, so they are recommending, the CDC, they're recommending Pfizer or Moderna over the Johnson & Johnson. And again, the Johnson & Johnson was the one-and-done shot, basically.
Yeah.
And that obviously had its popularity in the sense of only having to get the one shot. But I don't know that this is the first time we've had some kind of issue with that. Pfizer and Moderna seem to come out on top on this.
Yeah, and, you know, that's good to know. That's personal information that you need to know if you're considering getting vaccinated. And, of course, many people are still debating whether or not to do it or not. And I'm not going to say one way or the other. That's a personal choice. Now, surging inflation will cost millions of Americans well more than $3,000 in additional expense this year, according to the Penn Wharton University of Pennsylvania, of the budget model that they put forth, the analysis, which was published on Wednesday of this week. And I had a chance to look at that and see all the different ways that people are going to get stuck with extra money, extra expenses. And by the way, remember, no one's going to get charged under $400,000 for taxes, so it's going to be no tax increase. Well, inflation is a tax increase.
It is, absolutely. Just like when gas prices in and of themselves go up, that's a de facto tax increase. And the
yeah, because a lot of the gas prices are on a sliding scale for the freaking tax.
Well, exactly. Well, Captain, you know, what is really sad about this, obviously, is that, yes, a lot of families, you throw an extra $3,000 of expenses into their yearly budget, let's say, and that's going to really hurt. But at the same time, what's also very hurtful is when you have the president saying things like, people have more money in their pockets, stuff like that. I mean, it's like they live in this weird reality state.
And they want to keep more money in their pockets.
Well, of course. But the idea that they're just kind of brushing it all off, maybe they think it works for a little while, and maybe it does. But in the long term, and especially as we get into 2022 and start heading for the elections, because that's going to start intensifying, even rhetorically and the way people are paying attention, and the Democrats can't hide this. The media won't be able to hide this. People understand what it means to have less money in their pocket, and if the president tells them they have more, they won't believe him.
Yeah. Now, we got an email message here during the break, and I'm going to go through it. It's from Kelly, and Kelly is in Klamath Falls, Minnesota. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but she's saying, the Grinch Biden, is it true the Grinch Biden plans to supercharge the IRS with $80 billion in mandatory funding and create 87,000 new IRS agents to shake down regular everyday Americans? Unfortunately, Kelly, that's true.
Yeah, I do believe so. We've heard, of course, about the notion of bringing in more agents so that they can do what they do best in terms of what the Democrat agenda is, and that is to squeeze every penny out of everybody. And what's more intimidating and scary than the IRS? Captain, they keep saying, oh, this is paid for. We're just going to tax the rich because by taxing the rich, we're going to pay for everything. Well, they know that that's not true. So what they're going to do is they're going to come after everybody.
And that dollar amount we heard, that $500 and this, that, and the other, is going to be kind of like the key line that they're looking for. They're going to be looking to see if there's multiple bank accounts and there's money going from the left hand to the right hand and that sort of stuff. It's all part of what they're going to be doing.
Right. In other words, you'd get your W-2 form, or, you know, this is how much you've made from your employer, but they want to look at every little thing. I mean, I do think, Captain, it'll get down to a real granular level. You sold your baseball card collection on eBay for $800. You didn't
That's
get
it.
Taxed on that.
Yeah. And
yeah, where did you get that $800?
Yeah, and if you go to a racetrack or if you go to a betting parlor, they will take on certain amounts, they will take the tax right out of your winnings, so they get their money right off the bat.
Oh, sure, yeah. If you've ever been to a Las Vegas casino, somebody wins big and they come out, they count it out, but they also take down all your information and they report that, and you get a depending on how much you gamble, you can get a profit and loss statement at the end of the year for your taxes.
Yeah, but they take that tax out to begin with.
Well, sure they do. Sure
yeah.
they do. But there are incidental winnings that people get, which I think they try to go after anyway, because, you put an extra $700 in your account this year, or this month. Where did you get that? Oh, you went to Las Vegas. Oh, you must have. Yeah. In other words, the sky's the limit for this.
Well, I remember the last time that I was in Las Vegas, I won $1,000 in a slot machine, and I had to sign a form with my information on there, which wound up being reported as income, even though I got it in cash and out the door I went, so to speak.
Right. That's right. It's exactly right. So, it's just that they want their fingers in everybody's pie. That's exactly what they want to have happen. And they'll smile all through it, and they'll tell you how wonderful things are, and they'll distract you with other stuff. But in reality, it's all based into the same thing, and that is we just got to get control of the people. We have to control the economy. Captain, I'm just waiting for the Biden administration to come out with a 5-year plan like they used to have under the Soviet Union. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised these days.
Now, the CEOs of two major airlines have asked the question whether or not we really need to have mask mandates, saying that the case is very strong that masks don't add much to anything.
Right. Well, that's a really good question. That seems to me to be something we could test. I wish there was a methodology, Captain, by which we could make a hypothesis and test it and see if it was true or not. Oh yeah, I forgot, that's science. But they're asking a good question.
I keep seeing people with these disposable masks, you know, the ones that are disposable, the paper ones.
Yeah.
And they'll wear them for a week.
Yes. Exactly.
Before they get another one. Those were meant to be, and even on the ambulance when we had to use them, when we were on the rescue or working ambulance, that mask was worn for a particular incident, and after the incident was over, you threw that mask away.
You know,
you didn't wear that again.
Well, right. Well, it brings up a real good question. What is the mask protocol that everybody's supposed to use? What is the best practice for these things?
What's the best mask you should be wearing? It's a cloth one.
Well, sure. Sure, but these things don't come down. It's just and the people that wear them, they wear them incorrectly, you know, and so
yeah, down below their nose.
Exactly. Yeah, nobody knows what the heck they're supposed to do, but we have a mask mandate. That's all we hear.
Okay, well, we're going to have a break, and then we'll have a mask mandate after that. So you hang on. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain, and we'll be right back to take a look at the nation's highways and byways. And, yep, we got some stuff going on.
Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 4-star and 5-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Your love is fading. I feel it fade. Your love is fading. I feel it fade. Your love is fading. Woman, I feel it fade.
Can feel the presence of another man. And I wish you'd speak to me.
from 1970. It's called Losing You. I'm Losing You by Rare Earth. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, I remember that song. Boy, do I remember that song.
Yeah, well, it's got a real distinctive sound and certainly energy. There's no doubt about that.
And you know who revitalized that a little bit later on?
Who was that?
The Temptations.
Oh, very cool.
David Ruffin and Company. Oh, yeah, they did a hell of a job on the version that they have. Matter of fact, I might even play it in the next hour. All right, well, folks, the Truckers Highway Bible Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Nearest you, pull on in there, become a member of the Drivers Club, find out why we tell you about them. Unfortunately, Kyle, we got some real problems for the areas that had the tornadoes last weekend over there in the middle part of the country, Kentucky and Tennessee and Missouri and whatnot. We've got rain, and I mean a lot of rain, a couple of days worth of rain coming their direction. And I know they don't have all the tarps up on the roofs where people are trying to, you know, maintain a residence or whatnot. So this is going to be a big problem for them there. And then the temperature is going to turn colder as this rain moves away from them. And we're going to get snow, and quite a bit of it, it looks like, in parts of the Northeast where we're going to have heavy snow and ice over the weekend going right on up into Maine and whatnot, upstate New York, along the lake, Lake Ontario. We've got snow there right now, but it's going to get much worse.
It certainly is.
Okay, your turn.
All right, folks. Well, first off tonight, we want to say a big Semper Fi to Richard the Marine, who checked in with us earlier from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, coming in at 43 degrees and cloudy. And, Richard, looks like you're going to have those cloudy skies on Friday. But starting Saturday, rain in the forecast for, well, the next week at least. So, and you've got hazardous seas right off the coast, evidently. So hunker down, Richard the Marine, and stay safe. Okay, folks, also out west tonight, up on Cabbage, we've got snow flurries right now. The pavement is more or less bare, but you still got to carry your chains there. 31 degrees right now. Up on Snoqualmie Pass on I-90, some pretty good news there. 29 degrees, but no restrictions. The roadway is bare, but it is wet and has slush in certain areas as well. And up on 4th of July Pass, Captain, looks like they're doing pretty good over the next day, but snow and rain on Saturday, and then it looks like forecasted for snow Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at the very least. So if you're going to be traveling in that area, be well aware of that and make sure you're prepared. Okay, also out west tonight, we have a winter weather advisories all across the state of Montana. This heads up towards northern Idaho, central Idaho as well. Also down into Utah, down Interstate 15 through Logan and Salt Lake City. In Wyoming, southern part of Wyoming, definitely in the Cheyenne area, a little bit north of there, and then also around up through Elk Mountain. Right now, also in Montana, if you're in the Missoula area, looks like we've got some snow falling right now as you go across I-90 in the Missoula area and also up through Great Falls as well. Also, southern Idaho, looks like around the area of Pocatello, so you definitely want to be aware of that if you're coming up Interstate 15 as well. Rain in Southern California right now, but just a little bit, not like it was a day or so ago.
All righty. Well, again, folks, we've got rain that's going to be coming across out of Oklahoma and Arkansas, moving up into the southeastern corner of Missouri, again, where the tornadoes were. There's the southern part of Illinois, again, where the tornadoes were. The western part of Kentucky, the southwestern corner of Indiana. All areas that were struck last weekend by the tornadoes. It's going to make it really miserable for people that are having some trouble trying to put their lives back together. And if they don't have the tarps on their roofs, everything that is left is going to be just drenched, because this is going to be a couple of day rain. Now, moving on up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, we've got some windy conditions on Lake Superior, Lake Huron. We also got some snow up there in the upper peninsula of Michigan. We've also got snow up into the, looks like it right around Green Bay might be getting some snow today, as well as over on the Lake Michigan side, over towards the Canadian border. Now, we've got areas of snow that's already starting in along Lake Ontario from Buffalo straight across the lake over to Oswego, up I-81 towards Watertown and the Thousand Islands Bridge up there. We've got very unsettled weather with what looks like snow is going to be coming in the northern part of the Adirondacks in New York State. There will be snow developing in the upper part of Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine. And right now we do have a gale force winds right there from Nova Scotia along the main border right there on the Atlantic Ocean side right down to about Cape Cod. So be advised of that. And then we've got fog, really heavy, dense fog, again, because of this front that's coming across. And basically this time it's from just a little bit south of Houston right there along the bay. The Gulf, rather, and comes around through Louisiana all the way over to New Orleans, goes up on I-12 as well into Hammond, and then comes across I-10 all the way over to just about Lake City, just right where I-75 and I-10 come together, and it's going to be all the way from there back west into Texas. And then I-75 north tonight, going up out of Florida all the way past Atlanta up towards Kennesaw, you got dense fog. All the way across I-20 in both Alabama and Georgia into South Carolina. And you've got fog in the southern part of Mississippi tonight. So be advised. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and I will be back with hour number two. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.